K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, Nancy and Fry Guy.
Hey, hey. Who's this?
Hey, this is Greg calling.
Hi, Greg.
Calling because I had a good first date, and I'm looking to see about getting a second date.
Well, tell us about it.
I had the date with this girl, Maria. We got set up by some mutual friends, and I took her out to the Chinese buffet over in Kettering.
Oh, ooh, the new one.
Yes.
Yay. Hey, good restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
So it seemed like things went well. We had good things in common. We had movies and sports, the Dayton Dragons. It was a really good time, and I think I'd like to go out with this girl again, but I thought maybe you guys could give her a call for me.
So is she not calling you back, or did something bad happen?
I'm just not sure, but I really like this girl. I think we hit something off, and I think maybe this is a way to go to see about getting that second date.
How was your vibe? Did you get a good vibe off the date?
Yeah, I got a good vibe. We talked a little bit when the day was over. She went home in her car and went home in mine, but I thought it was good. I got good vibes.
Why didn't you ask her out then?
It just didn't seem right. I thought maybe I'd call her, but I'm kind of shy. This whole dating thing's never been quite right for me, but it seemed like the vibe hit.
Okay, so you want us to give her a call, right?
Yeah, give her a call and let's do this.
And her name's Maria?
Maria.
All right, Greg, just hold on the phone here with us for a second. We'll grab her number off the air and we'll get her on the phone in about 10 minutes.
Great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Greg, what do you think she's going to say?
Oh, she's going to say yes.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm nervous. She can't turn me down.
Well, that's what I would think. That's what I would think.
All right, good news. Phone's ringing here, so.
Hello, this is Maria.
Hey, Maria, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from the Breakfast Club on K99. What's going on?
I'm sorry. I didn't get that, K99.
Yeah.
Could you say that again?
We're from K99.1 FM, the country station in Dayton.
Oh, I don't listen to country.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Actually, we're calling on behalf of somebody you know.
Really? I don't have any friends that listen to country.
You are killing us, Maria.
Yeah, hold on a second here.
I'm stabbed in the heart, but that's okay.
Do you know somebody named Greg?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Light bulb ding.
Yeah. Greg called us and wants to go out with you again.
Really? That's so sweet. Okay.
He just said he hadn't heard from you. He was kind of curious about why he hadn't heard back from you.
Yeah, says he's kind of shy.
Oh, yeah. He's a nice guy. I don't know. He was a good. We had a really good time on the date. I mean, do you want me to tell you about it?
Yeah,
well, sure.
Okay. Well, my friend fixed us up, and we talked on the phone. And he was really funny, and we had we play the same games on Facebook and stuff, like the farm game. So I was okay, I'll go out with this guy. We have stuff to talk about, and I thought that we would go someplace nice for dinner. I said, let's just have dinner somewhere, and he suggested Chinese buffet in Kettering.
Yeah,
yum.
So I mean, I like Chinese food and all. That's awesome, but I was thinking we'd go somewhere like the Green, somewhere kind of like that. But he's a nice guy, and I'm open, and so he wanted to pick me up, but I'm kind of when I don't know someone like that, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna drive myself. So we met at the Chinese buffet, and I was so surprised when he got out of the car. He's a tall one. He's a big one. I don't mean to be mean or anything, because big people are cool. But I'm 5'2", and he's 6'4", and tall and big bone.
Not small.
Yeah, not small. So, but that's cool. So we went to the buffet, and we went inside, and I like egg rolls. He likes egg rolls. That's really cool. So we ate that food, and we had a nice talk. We have a lot of stuff in common. So we had a nice time. I went up to go to dessert, and he came back up, and I thought maybe we'd have a little dessert, and he got another plate. So I was that's cool. He's a big guy, and guys, usually eat more than girls. But when I was finishing my dessert, he got up and went again, which is 3 times, which is okay. He totally loves Chinese food, so you can tell what. And he was so into the food that he was just like not even able to make conversation. It was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, just, he had like General Chow's chicken all over his face and stuff.
Like Cookie Monster?
No. Rum, rum,
yeah.
Rum.
Yeah. And it was like, oh no, oh no. Okay. Then he went to the bathroom for like 15 minutes.
Had to go somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Then he went up again. He went up a total of 8 times. He had dried noodles under his nails.
What?
Ew.
Yes, he did. I saw it and I was just, he kept sucking his fingers. I was like, oh my God. I am just like in a weird Chinese nightmare right now.
Oh my God.
I just was so glad that I drove my car because I needed to get out of there because I was starting to get like gaggy. Like I was like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up if I see. Like,
you know,
chicken in his teeth.
It's a deal breaker for me, girl. I totally get
yeah.
it.
I said goodbye and I was like, nice, because he's a nice guy. Like, he's not a bad person. And as I got into my car, I heard him belch. So loud.
Ew.
That's awesome.
Ew. That is not funny, Fry.
Yes,
gross.
It's natural.
He belched and then he said, okay, I can't wait to see you again.
You're purdy.
Yeah.
Maria.
So,
hey, Maria.
Yep.
Maria, this is Greg.
Maria, yeah, just so you know, Greg actually is on the phone with us right now. He's been listening the whole time.
Yeah, Maria. I didn't know I was defending you. I took you to the Chinese buffet because it's my mom's favorite restaurant, and I thought a lady would like it. You know, I love it. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'4", about 300 pounds. You know, I'm a big guy. I like to eat.
Wow.
And, you know, I enjoyed the chicken, and, you know, I didn't go up 8 times. It was probably more like 5. You get small portions, Marie. You know, you try everything out. You know, you get the fried chicken, you get the ribs, and you got to like the chocolate pudding, right? You get the chocolate pudding.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I had to take a little breather, so I'm sorry I was in the bathroom so long, but I'm a big guy. I like eating. I feel like I disgusted you, but, you know, this is what I do.
You didn't disgust me.
My mom likes it when my dad does it. I'm embarrassed now because we're doing this on the radio.
Oh, my gosh. I did not mean to embarrass you. You embarrassed me. I can't believe you called me like that. I did not mean to embarrass your family. I mean, if you, that's your thing, your buffet family night, but I just, if you could have used a napkin.
No! Oh, no!
If the Greg. If you're looking good, you lick the fingers.
No, Greg, no. No, Greg.
You know.
No.
Being environmentally friendly, saving the napkin. But,
he's going green.
Know, Maria, no. You were nice, but I don't know if I want to do a second date or not.
Oh, man.
That, I mean, Greg, good. I hope you find a girl that loves buffets.
Fry and I, we've been authorized to send you guys on a second date if you want to try it again. Maybe, you know, Golden Corral this time.
Right?
Just saying.
Yeah.
Golden Corral's pretty good.
They kind of make me gag a little.
The mac and cheese is good at Golden Corral. I don't, Maria. I do it if you do it. You know what I do.
Yeah, I just can't. I've actually become, I'm a vegetarian now.
Oh, all of a sudden.
More ribs for me.
Well, Greg, does that help you out?
It did. I'm disappointed, Nancy and Fry, but thanks for sorting this out for me.
You just need to find a bigger eater.
Someone who can keep up.
Yeah. Yeah, Maria. It was good talking to you. I hope you listen to us or try us
thanks.
Out.
Maybe I will.
Yay.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. Good luck. Bye.